February 11th marks the day the Islamic Revolution came out victorious and officially overthrew a monarchy of more than 2,500 years. Every year, millions of people take to the streets in every city of Iran to mark the day an extraordinary people's movement took over the last organizations controlled by the government and announced to the people via national television that the Islamic Revolution led by Ayatollah Khomeini had won against the Shah's regime. 31 years have passed since that historical event, and now the question is whether the slogans and heartfelt cries chanted by the nation have been answered. In this segment, we will be looking at the trials and tribulations that led up to the revolution and what has happened since. Leading up to the revolution, Iran experienced various eras of political instability, but the people were dissatisfied with the Shah's domestic policies. The legislative body had been one way for Iranians to pressure the Shah to revise his policies, and for a long time the thought of anything as drastic as revolution and a regime change was not on the public's mind.
در حقیقت تا قبل از کودتای 28 مرداد 32 تقریبا طبق قانون اساسی عمل میکرد، یعنی سلطنت یا مقام سلطنت یک مقام تشریفاتی بود، اداره کشور به عهده نخست وزیر یا دولت بود، قوه مجریه و قوای مقننه و قضاییه هم دو قوه دیگه بودند که تفکیک قوا هم وجود داشت.
But in 1953, a coup orchestrated by the United States CIA and Britain removed nationalist, democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and forced him into house arrest. The reason was Mossadegh's nationalization of Iran's oil industry, which until then had been almost entirely controlled by the British. This began a new era in Iran's politics, with the Shah taking the form of a dictator instead of just a royal symbolic figure.
وقتی که پیروز شد کودتا و شاه برگشت به ایران، از شاه سوال میکنن که شما میخوای سلطنت بکنی یا حکومت. شاه میگه من میخوام حکومت بکنم. بنابراین آمریکایی‌ها طراحی کردن سازمان اطلاعات امنیت کشور یا ساواک رو برای به اصطلاح اجرای تصمیمات شاه یا دادن مشاوره به شاه طراحی کردم و شاه به عنوان حاکم شد دیگه، خواست حکومت بکنه. در نتیجه دولت و مجلسین و قوه قضاییه تبدیل شدن به اصطلاح عوامل تشریفاتی.
In line with his new role, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi started making changes in the country's political and social systems. The Shah owed his surge of power to the West, which had planned and orchestrated the coup of 1953. In return, he started giving the US financial overtures that threatened Iran's sovereignty. He also gave political immunity to American citizens living in Iran. The Shah was inviting the US into Iran's internal affairs and giving Washington unjustifiable advantages that undermined the Iranian people. To add insult to injury, dictatorship had been topped by virtual colonization.
باز هم در همین دوران ملت ما تلاش میکنه که بدون در نظر گرفتن استعمار با استبداد مقابله کنه یا بالعکس بدون در نظر گرفتن استبداد با سلطه بیگانه مقابله کنه. هر دو حرکت محکوم به شکسته، یعنی اصلاح در شرایطی که استعمار از استبداد دفاع میکنه و استبداد در خدمت استعماره ناممکن میشه.
The Shah started his project of westernizing Iran. Bars and shops selling alcohol were opened, and films considered vulgar by the conservative Muslim majority started rolling in Iran's cinemas. More than 1,000 years of Islamic culture and tradition was being violated, and the people were deeply offended. They took to the streets and denounced the Shah's attempts to impose Western culture on their society.
این توسعه‌ای که غرب داره فرهنگ داره و مردم ایران فرهنگشون با این توسعه نمیخونه، به دلیل اینکه خب توسعه‌ای که در غرب بوده با فرهنگ خودش بوده. شما اگر میخواید باید دین رو از حوزه‌های اجتماعی خارج بکنید و مدیران، کارشناسان، کارمندان، کارگران مثلا اون فرهنگ غربی رو بده.
Before then, clerics had the role of advisors to the Shah, but after realizing that their concerns were not being addressed, they started their own anti-Shah movement, led by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. We spoke to Sayyed Hamid Rouhani, chairman of Iran's Contemporary History Research Foundation. Rouhani was the man tasked by Imam Khomeini to make sure the history of Iran's revolution was documented faithfully.
یه خاطری دارم در مربوط میشه به روز اول حرکت امام، یعنی روز 16 مهر 1341 که روز آغازین نهضت امام بود. امام در جمع مراجع و علمای قوم این جمله را فرمودند که اگر میخواهیم در این کشور اسلام و ایران از اضمحلال نجات پیدا کند، باید این دودمان پهلوی را از بین ببریم.
At first, the clerics themselves were not aware of the power of their influence in the society and had little hope of being able to instigate change, but Imam Khomeini did not share their pessimism.
بعضی از علما با تعجب سوال کردن با کدام قدرت میتوانیم همیشه سخنی را بر زبان بیاریم، چنین هدفی را دنبال کنیم، که امام فرموده بودن ما قدرتی داریم که از بوم قوی تره و اون قدرت مردمی است. ما اگر به مردم آگاهی ببخشیم، مردم قوی‌ترین نیروی مقابله با ظلم و زور و استکبار هستند.
The lack of political freedom, the unchecked interference of the US in Iran's affairs, and the forced propagation of Western ways created a wave of anti-Shah sentiment in Iran. As a result, many different anti-Shah groups started to emerge. Groups like Iran's Freedom Movement called for a return to the constitution and major reform. Other groups used armed struggle to make their voice heard, like the Mujahideen Khalq organization. But despite the common cause and general dissatisfaction, these groups were not successful in attracting the support of the majority. But as a prominent cleric and source of emulation for the people, Imam Khomeini did manage to rally the people behind him in a movement that would become one of the biggest people-driven events of all time.
منطق خیلی قوی بود. ادبیات خیلی قوی بود. احساس اونقدر زیاد بود که من خودم پای سخنرانی کاپیتالیستشون بودم، احساس میکردم که ساختمون داره دور سرم تاب میخوره. یعنی اینقدر این سخنرانی نفوذ داشت، کسی نمیتونست خودش رو کنترل کنه، گریه نکنه.
وقتی که تز امام مطرح میشه، در کنارش تز جبهه ملی مطرح میشه، تز نهضت آزادی مطرح میشه، آحاد ملت بر اساس اون تجارب به تز امام رو میارن. یعنی در اونجا که هیچ فشاری وجود نداره که بگیم آقا ملت ایران بر اساس یک جبری به طرف تز امام اومدن و رهبری امام رو پذیرفتن، اون تزهای دیگر رو کنار گذاشتن. خیر، ملت ایران بر اساس یک تجربه تز امام رو در واقع عملی یافتند و اون رو راه حل برون رفت از شرایط دشوار تحت تسلط بیگانه و استبداد